As you know, during stewardship season, we invite those among us to come and talk about why community church is important to them. May I welcome this morning two of our finest, Nicole and Belle, please.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, my name is Nicole, and today I get the opportunity to talk to you. So right now, I need you to imagine that you are driving for 10 hours in a car, not just a car, but a van full of teens and adults. It seems to be much, you may think, but it's not bad at all. You get to play games, make friendship bracelets, and talk and sing. It seems like you're on a family trip, right? Wrong. Though you love the people like they are family, actually you're driving to your first mission trip with an amazing group. With those who you get to experience some new things and meet new people with. As you drive closer, the more excited you are to get there. Now you're about to 3 hours away and you're all stopping to get gas, which just happens to be right next to a Starbucks. And right now, everyone is having a great time deciding which refreshments they're going to have. Finally, it was about time to drive up the mountain. It's very beautiful and scenic. The trees are tall and seem to go on and on. It seems like it's never ending. It's absolutely beautiful. You know that it is one of the things that God made that is absolutely beautiful and it's calming. So now I want you to imagine that you are at the place that is new to you and you're amazed by the beauty and it dawns on you that the people there are so pressed that you wonder how it could be. Then your wonderful leader shows you that some things often can be changed with the smallest of smiles, listening, and talking with people. Imagine that you can make a difference in someone's life with just listening, would you? Would you take that step? Imagine you are able to help someone make their house a home, would you? Well, you did, with your help by supporting the fundraisers we were able to do and supporting our youth here at CCB. You did just that. You listened, you smiled, you gave advice, and you helped us build a home for someone who took years to just get us to go out there and help them. But by helping us, you helped them. Now, isn't it that the meaning of passing it forward? Showing God's love? That's what imagining God's power is all about. Thank you all for imagining and going through this journey with me and being open-minded. Thank you for your consideration this stewardship time. You supported us so we can support and help others as God did inside and out of these four walls.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Belle, and I would like to share with you what stewardship means to me as a part of the senior high youth group. The word for the day is imagine. When we think of the word imagine, usually we think of all the possibilities of what something can be. I want to take a moment and tell you what would not be if you did not pray and give us a youth group, which is a safe place for us to go here at CCB. First, we would not have the friends and the relationships we have now, since you as a church decided that you would hire Dr. Sammy. She's not a typical youth pastor. She hears us and actually listens. Sammy's not a pushover. She has set boundaries for us only because she loves us and has our backs. And no matter the day or time, she is there for us. Where else does that happen? Whenever I hear other kids talking about their youth groups, they dread going. And I'm always confused as to how they could hate it. But now I get that we are a special and rare youth group. None of us is perfect, but we learn together and we have each other's backs. We would not have had the opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We would not even know what that means if not for CCB. We would not have been able to help others or meet new people. People would not have had their lives changed, and ours would not have been changed either if not for CCB. We would not have had a safe place to grow, learn, and move forward in life or in Jesus. We learn many things about living the life for God, and it's not just about memorizing stuff. Imagine a church without us. Boring, right?
Yes.
Youth group in this church allows us to connect, whether it's two people or 20. We have been given the opportunity to go places, experience things, and learn about life in different cultures through your stewardship and contributions to our youth group. Without your imagination, we would not be this group that I cherish, one that allows us to be ourselves and yet still learn about God. We learn about life and God not just by reading the Bible, but learning ways to live the Bible in our everyday lives. Every time we meet, even if it's just us coming after school to hang out, there's always a lesson learned and a growth opportunity for us. I can't imagine not being part of this group or this church. I think if Jesus wanted to be part of a youth group and a church, he would choose CCB. We are a youth group of commitments. If we make a promise, we stick to it. Just like on mission trips, we have never left a campsite without finishing the job at hand. Just like Jesus, Dr. Sammy always has different learning styles that often create more questions than answers and really make us think. We accept and love every person that walks through that door and comes to our group. We don't just go with the flow and just accept everything that doesn't make sense to us right away. We question everything, including the church sometimes. But we all know that we are safe to ask questions here. We know no matter what, we will be accepted and not judged. This past summer, on our mission trip, our verse and theme was all about how to focus less on ourselves and more on God. Here we learn in youth group how to do that. One verse that speaks to me regarding stewardship and imagining is from Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So we have faith for the future and what God will give us, so we hope that you can have faith with us, that you can imagine the possibilities and continue to support CCB. Without your faith, Dr. Sammy and Pastor Zena may not have ever been here at CCB. It took faith for you to put this diverse team in place. Thank you for showing us not to limit God with the possibilities. So imagine with me now what the next opportunities to serve others will be if we all contribute to CCB this year. We just have to have faith. Thank you.
I don't think we need a sermon. I think we just got it. A long time ago, a minister I love and respect said, stewardship is never an economic issue. Never. It is always and only a matter of the heart. If this is the result of your stewardship, and I believe it is, to God be the glory.